422.
It is not a very catchy name, HD40307G, but it may be another Earth. Astronomers in England say the planet is just 42 light years away from here. A stone's throw away in the terms of the universe.
Joining us, David Dvorkin, curator for the National Air and Space Museum. Thanks so much for being here, David.
Oh, delighted to be asked.
This is so fascinating. It's not, relatively speaking, that far away. Tell us more about it.
Well, it's the most interesting thing to me is that it's a planetary system that the closer they look at it, the more planets they find, using new and very sophisticated techniques for delving into the astronomical data that they've been collecting on this system since 2008. They've been collecting an amazing amount of data. And the longer they collect this data, the greater the chance that they're going to be finding planets, I should say, of longer periods around their star and of lower mass. And it's getting down to the Earth-sized kind of planet sitting in a zone around the star that allows the water cycle to occur, which is, of course, what we know that we need for life just like us.
So is that why scientists think this particular planet is so remarkably like Earth? Are there other factors involved, too?
Well, I wouldn't go so far as to say it's remarkably like Earth. It has a mass quite a bit more than Earth, and they still don't know whether it's a rocky surface or a gaseous planet. And so that's going to take a lot more time. But the fact that it is getting down to an Earth-scale mass, less than 10 times the mass of the Earth, let's say, is really quite significant. Most of the planets that we've been finding around other stars orbit very, very close to their stars, and therefore they're very hot, and also are really quite massive enough to cause the star to wobble back and forth and therefore be detected. And the more we observe, the finer the discrimination gets, and we're getting now down to just those few kilometers a second that would be, the motion of the star that could be caused by an Earth-sized planet.
But very quickly,
It's definitely not Earth right now. If it was, it would be one heck of a big Earth.
and of course, we have to go. But just because there's the chance for life doesn't mean it would be us.
Probably that's exactly right. And it could be anything you could possibly imagine, which is the fun part about it.
David, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Delighted.
David Dvorkin, curator at the National Air and Space Museum.